It is a quick switch to good weather. Let's bring in the guy who's going to party tonight with all the stuff he's made to eat and didn't invite me. Here's Pat Pagano.
You wouldn't come out anyhow.
No, you're right, because I'd end up sleeping at your house, and that wouldn't be good.
Well, the other problem is that you don't like to drive in rain and temperatures in the 40s.
No, I don't mind driving in rain. I drive in anything because I don't have to get as long as you don't have to get in and out of the car. I just don't like being in rain in the 40s. I hate being in rain in the 40s. It's the least favorite thing in my life, except spending time with my second wife. That's the worst thing in my life.
Okay. Now that we have that out of the way.
If I was outside in the cold rain with her, it would be the absolute low point of my life ever.
Yeah. Okay. On that note, 2018 will go out pretty much the way it was, for the most part, wet. Many cities across the United States broke records for wetness. It was the fifth wettest year for the U.S. Now, you hear a lot of people saying, when I retire, I'm getting out of New England. I'm going south. I'm going to the Carolinas, where it's not as cold. You don't get as much snow. You know, I want to go to Florida because it's too hot all year round. The Carolinas ended up with 100 inches of rain this year. 100 inches of rain. So you have to consider everything. And folks, I've told you this before, there is no place in the United States that you can escape unusual or severe weather. Everyone has a problem. Okay, true, some not as often as others, but everybody has a problem. You know, and if it's not like in California, if it's not mudslides, it's fires, you know, or severe drought. So everybody has a problem. There's no place on the world where the weather's perfect. Simple as that. And there'll be no place tonight where the weather's perfect either for New Year's Eve here. We have increasing clouds, 40 today. Tonight, rain and mild. The rain comes in early this evening.
How early?
6-7 o'clock.
Okay, good, because there's ski jumping training sessions for kids today and tomorrow morning.
Okay, so you want to get that in before 6 p.m.
All right.
Temperatures will rise to the mid-40s. We expect midnight temperatures to be in the low 40s. So kind of mild. New Year's Day, the rain ends in the early morning. Should be out of here by 9. Partly sunny, windy, very mild mid-50s. And they put out a wind advisory for tomorrow. Yes, I think the wind is going to be kind of strong and gusty tonight, too, at midnight. These revelers that are going to Times Square, God bless them, because, some of the rain's going to be coming down in buckets. And even though it's going to be mild, it is going to be windy as well. So very unpleasant there. Then on New Year's night, it's partly cloudy. We drop it to the upper 20s. We're about 40, partly cloudy Wednesday. There is a chance of some snow showers on Thursday. Nothing that I could see that's major, 35 to 40. And right now we just call it cloudy on Friday with a high of around 40 degrees. There's, it's just ridiculous. The storm that goes up through the Great Lakes to give us this windy, mild weather tonight into tomorrow morning will leave a storm behind in the southwest. And then that storm in the southwest is just not handled by any model. There are no models that are together. Every single model is different, which is very unusual. The GFS originally said that storm wasn't going to affect us at all. The GFS is the American model. The latest run says, no, now it's coming in Saturday. Okay. The Euro insists that it's coming Friday in the form of mainly rain. The Canadian says that it'll be Thursday into Friday. And the new experimental GFS model, which is soon to become the main model, they're going to be putting that into effect in February, says, no, the rain will come in on Thursday. So every model is different. And I just played it down the line for now. I figured we'll be getting together Again, well, I won't be in on Wednesday, but AJ will be here Wednesday. He'll take a good, hard look at that and see if things come together. But we certainly don't have any snow or ice problems right through New Year's Day. So that's the good news.
So you're going to be gone on Wednesday, too.
I'll be gone Wednesday, too. Yeah. Well, here's what happens. You know, you see, you don't get involved in this, Marshall, which you're very lucky. Wednesday, even though Tuesday is New Year's Day, I will spend, I hopefully spend a little time getting all of the 2018 records together. Bank statements, invoicing, everything that was paid, everything that was unpaid, deposited checks, all of that. I'll try to get together some of it New Year's Day. And then on the day after, Wednesday, all of that gets brought to my accountant's office. And it's never where I could just, believe me, it's never where I could just knock on the door, say, Happy New Year, here's my stuff, see ya. It's, sit down, Pat, let us look through this because we have questions. And I wind up spending hours at the office. And I remember last year trying to do this and trying to juggle the weather center at the same time. And I just said, you know what? AJ said he's available. Let him work and I'll have less stress and pressure. I mean, I will have to get back in the afternoon to prepare everything for Thursday, and Friday. But it's not like really a day off. It's just not like a day off. I'm hoping Tuesday will be my day off. And a big recommendation, ladies and gentlemen, if you have time, and I know Marshall will, over this New Year's Day, one of the best movies I've seen in a long time, Netflix, and I know you have it, Marshall, it's called Bird Box. It stars Sandra Bullock. It is a science fiction thriller.
It scared the bejesus out of me. I stopped watching it.
No. Oh, you did stop. It is phenomenal. It's phenomenal.
It really is a scary movie, though.
It's tense. It's not gory, folks, like that. It'll keep you on the edge of your seat. It'll just draw you into it. Sandra Bullock is phenomenal.
I stopped watching it. It was too creepy. That's what it is. It's creepy. It's tense and creepy.
It's kind of interesting, right, when you think that this may not be far. You know, it always could be a possibility, but I loved it. I loved it. So if you get a chance,
and we're not going to give away the plot of it, but it's
no.
If you like things, it's not bloody or gory. It isn't, but right. It's one of those things where you
got to read into it.
You're thinking the whole movie. And I stopped. I actually stopped. Maybe I'll go back to it.
Go back, Marshall. It's a fabulous ending. Go back.
All right. I will.
I wish you and yours and all of our listeners a very happy, safe, healthy, prosperous new year. And it should start off as healthy. Because you know what? Without your health, everything else doesn't matter.